AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Police in San Francisco have released body camera video from last year's attack that injured the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at their home.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
David DePape and 82-year-old Paul Pelosi are seen by the front door of the home, struggling to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer on call. Bro.
DePape can be seen lunging at Pelosi with the hammer over his head. The actual attack is out of view of the officers. Pelosi, apparently unconscious, can be seen lying face down on the floor. Officials later said he woke up in a pool of his own blood. DePape has pleaded not guilty in ongoing state and federal cases. He's being held in jail without bail. Video of the police traffic stop in Memphis that resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols is expected to be released later today. The five officers involved were fired. They were also charged with murder. Nichols' mother has a message for them.
You also disgraced your own families when you did this. But you know what? I'm going to pray for you and your families.
Members of Nichols' family pleaded for any protest in Memphis to remain peaceful. The U.S. plans to make it easier for gay and bisexual men to give blood by easing restrictions on groups that typically face higher risk of HIV. The Food and Drug Administration proposed dropping the 3-month abstinence requirement for donations from men who have had sex with men. For the second time this month, House Republicans have advanced a measure to restrict presidential use of the nation's emergency oil stockpile, a proposal that has already drawn a White House veto threat. The Justice Department has charged 3 men as part of an Iran-backed plot to kill an Iranian-American author and activist who's spoken out against human rights abuses. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has used its latest hypersonic missile to strike Ukrainian energy targets.
Yuri Inat says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding that Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mental competency of a man charged with killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket nearly 2 years ago is set to be discussed again during a hearing as a judge considers whether he can move ahead toward a trial. Court proceedings against the man have been paused for more than a year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.